This is the Wall Street update of the download edition of World Business Report on Friday the 28th of November. I'm Roger Hearing. Well, with all the goings-on in Black Friday, it hasn't exactly been a big day on Wall Street. It has, in fact, been a short day because of the Thanksgiving holiday as well. But I've been speaking to Robert Brusker of Fact and Opinion Economics in New York, and I asked him about the effects of the falling oil price after that decision this week by OPEC not to increase their output.
Markets really aren't focused on events right now. This is the day after Thanksgiving, and so, you know, all of the top people basically are out. They've got their second-in-commands running trading desks. The day is not only done, but it barely got going. Oil is clearly going to be the big thing markets are going to be looking at in the U.S. on Monday, and it is a big thing. And, you know, the IEA was telling us about a week ago that there's a paradigm shift and oil prices are going to be lower. But the Federal Reserve at its meetings has been telling us, well, they look at the oil price decline as something that's temporary in terms of its effect on inflation. So we've got very, very different communications coming from different important agencies, and it's going to be really interesting to see how it plays out.
Robert Brusker there, and in fact, there was only half a day's trading in the U.S. The Dow was unchanged at 17,828.24. In London, the index of 100 leading shares closed down slightly at 6,722.62. And the Brent crude, the price of oil, well, that went just below $70 for the first time in a very long while.